time for Gordo's O-Deck, brought to us by Man's Best Friend, A Number One Air, TexasLending.com, and Main Event Entertainment.
Remember when we talked about our favorite smells of all time?
Yes.
Non-food?
Non-food smells, yes. Well, I have here a list of what Britain feels is the top 50 smells of all time, and they had a few that we did not have. At number 50, I'm just going to say this one because I think it's funny. Biscuit. And you have to, I'm having to remind myself of what the hell do they think biscuits are? Is it the trunk of a car or is it a garbage can? I know they have another name for everything. Are biscuits crackers to them? What is it?
Biscuits.
48 was a new house. Then you get things like furniture polish, popcorn, freshly popped popcorn. This is in the food category. These are mixed, as I mentioned. Do you like the smell of freshly popped popcorn?
I do, but
I think that's a top 10 food.
It may smell better than it tastes.
You claim that about a lot of stuff.
The only thing he's right about is coffee.
Coffee.
But popcorn, are we smelling the actual popped corn or the butter?
I think you're smelling all of it. It's the popped corn and it's the oil. You're not smelling the butter, necessarily, unless you add that later on.
Me likey.
Popcorn?
Me likey.
What about the recently snuffed out match? Do you like that smell or hate it?
Like it.
There, are you smelling the smoke or the butter?
Not everything has butter. Well, in my world, about half things do. Then you get gasoline at number 36, or petrol, as they call it. Bonfires, fresh paint, new books is at 31. Rain is at 28.
Ah, yes.
I love the smell right before rain, or right as it's just starting to shower. That's the best. What is that smell? Because you don't have it, like, during the rain, necessarily.
Yeah, what is that smell? Clean water?
Impending clean water.
Clean, freshly about-to-fall water.
Pre-clean water.
It is pre-clean. At 27, leather.
Yes.
And I had a lot of P1s mention the fresh baseball mitt or something like that.
New football.
New football, yes. Leather is such a great smell.
You bet.
Yet cows smell horrible. Yeah. But leather smells great. Why can't cows smell more like leather? Then they get freshly cleaned house, freshly washed hair. Only when it's dried, though. Because wet hair on a white person smells like puppies.
Yeah,
like a dog.
Yes. New car is at 22. At 21, this is an interesting non-food smell that we missed. Babies. Why do babies smell good?
It's because of that Johnson & Johnson's or baby magic that they're...
No, it's not just the product. It's the baby itself smells good.
Really?
Yeah, Bono wrote about that.
Baby skin smells good. Why is that?
The smell of a newborn baby's head.
Why is placenta juice that they're marinating in, that must give them, imbue them with a smell that lasts for a while?
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about, George?
No, I do, but I always just thought, I'm just trying to think of in the first couple of weeks, I don't really remember that as much as I do when they were older than that.
Cinnamon is at 20. 19 is barbecue. We were at Rudy's yesterday, and I was reminded of how great the smell of barbecue is. Basically, any sort of meat that's being cooked. Once again, why do cows smell good when they're cooked? But they smell like ass otherwise.
Because when they're still alive, they roll around in their own doo-doo.
Well, I think that's pigs. I don't think cows roll around in it.
They get tipped over into their own doo-doo. They step in it.
Yeah, they do step in it. That's correct. I remember one of the best food smells growing up was when my mom, which, by the way, this would happen every night because every dish we had involved browning some ground round, it seemed like. It was always ground round involved in it. And that on a skillet was the best smell in the world. Then you get log fires at 15, different from bonfires, which they ranked lower on the list. At 13, vanilla. 11, a real Christmas tree. We forgot to mention the real Christmas tree.
Yes, yes.
That's so great. It means that Santa's coming to make all your dreams come true.
That's my number one smell, I think. I ranked pinion as number one yesterday, but I love the smell of the pine tree because, to me, I associate that with the mountains. Mm-hmm. If I'm smelling a pine tree, I'm high in the mountains.
Pinion's a great smell.
Not is high pinion, in the mountains.
Is pinion a form of pine? Do you know if that's true, or is pinion its own wood?
I don't believe that's a form of pine. I think a pinion tree is not a pine tree.
Then you get the Brits missing on number 9 and 10. At number 10, they have fresh flowers.
Yeah.
And here's a little thing to know about me. I hate the smell of fresh flowers.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I don't hate it, but I think it's overrated.
It's not that great a smell. Go inside a florist. It just doesn't smell all that great. And then I associate flowers with funerals a lot or formal dances that made you all nervous.
Yeah, but what about Valentine's Day?
More pressure.
Weddings?
Yes. I associate the smell of fresh flowers with pressure and mourning. At number 9, they have fish and chips.
Yeah, they overrate that so much over there.
It's such an overrated dish. At number 8, Sunday roast. And that's, once again, meat. Then you have, at number 5, cookies baking in the oven. And I think that is not as good a smell as the baked bread. What do you think about them?
I like bread.
You're right about that. Yeah.
Baked bread is better smell than fresh cooked. Yeah. All right, then you get into coffee. We forgot to mention the freshly opened coffee can.
Love it.
And 1P1 shared his memory of his mom always letting him, when she would bust open a new can of Folgers or Maxwell House, she would let him get his nose right down in there when she would break the seal and let him smell the fresh coffee. And that is a wonderful smell. Yep. Ground up coffee. And coffee's also good when it's brewing.
Yep.
And yes. How many food items are good pre-cooked and post-cooked or during cook?
During cook. And during, because meat would not be pre.
No, meat, chicken, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
Huh.
And you don't cook fruit like oranges, which smell good.
Right.
You don't cook those.
Yeah.
Is coffee one of the only ones?
It may be.
Because one of the greatest smells, by the way, freshly baked bread was number 1 on their list, and 2 was bacon. Bacon does not smell good beforehand.
No.
Bread does not smell good beforehand.
Mm-mm.
I think coffee's the only one.
Unfortunately, coffee, and I'm a big coffee drinker, it does not taste as good as it smells. Your experience with coffee descends. It's best when you open the pouch. Uh-huh. Then it's still pretty good,
pretty
but not
good
quite as
brewing.
Good when it's brewing. And then when it goes into your mouth, it's not as good.
Well, why don't we just use coffee as potpourri rather than as a wake me up? And then the worst smells, according to this, you could probably predict what a few of them are going to be.
To do.
You think that's the worst smell?
Either that or vomit.
What's worse to you? If you smell to do, vomit, or BO. Let's say you're on a subway and you smell one of those.
That's a tough one.
Or the sewage. Sewage has to be different than fresh to do, right?
I think vomit for me is the worst. It's so disgusting.
Why is vomit?
I gag on either one of them, though.
Why is the vomit smell universal? Like, why does all vomit smell the same, but yet not all bad stuff smells the same?
I would say vomit, do, BO. That would be my top three.
Is there anything worse than... I remember when I flew to Africa to go hunting one time. Oh, actually, I think it was flying back. No, it was flying there. Guy sat next to me, okay? And he was wearing like a wool military uniform. He was from some Central Africa country. And he had not washed this uniform or something. And it was so powerful. And meanwhile, we're on like a 777, which is like 18 seats across. And there were lots of empty seats. But seated right next to me was this uniform he got in 1972 and been wearing every day since. Yeah. And it was so overpowering. My brother got up and moved. It's like, I didn't want to be rude, you know? So I rode it out for a 20-hour flight.
Oh, my gosh, I would have moved.
My brother was in for 5 minutes, said, screw this, I'm moving.
He made the right call. Yeah, I saw a dude one time use the hand dryer. I don't know what he was doing, but he had his like shirt unbuttoned, and he was putting his underarms up to
he
it.
He put his pits up to the
yes.
public restroom.
He thought they
blow
were
dryer.
Pit dryers, and it smelled like death in there.
It filled the room with the devil's ass.
Oh, my gosh. And he was obviously from another country. But
why do you have to mention that?
Given his accent. And, well, I'm just saying that's maybe why he was confused. He didn't know exactly what those were for.
What's amazing to me is we're supposed to be attracted to that smell. Isn't that like pheromones and stuff like that?
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess.
I think we're supposed to, that's what we're supposed to smell like.
Yeah.
So before they invented deodorant and showering, all humans smelled that way and somehow we still reproduced.
Mm-hmm. Smelled like cattle.
How the hell did that happen when a woman smelled that way?
Why are we constantly trying to get away from how God wanted us to be?
Because there's a few things God messed up on.
Well,
you know it's true, Giorgio.
He gave us water so we could bathe. He knew we would eventually figure it out.
I don't know about that. That's why he gave us water. May have to do more with drinking it.
Well, sure, drinking
like
it, but also to wash ourselves off. He knew that we would eventually figure
that
out.
What about design flaws in the body?
He
why did he have to make
some
it
right guard our way?
Yeah,
too,
why not just create us without the odor?
Yes.
So we wouldn't have to wash off,
and no need for bathroom. Why didn't he invent us without
Sounds
with
like
that?
A little human interpretation going on. Exactly what God intended.
Right.
Well, I have my interpretation. You have yours.
Okay, what's your interpretation of why God gave us bathroom?
Why he gave us that? Well, we had to get rid of our food somehow.
No. He could have invented us without the need to do that.
Right.
We needed fertilizer. How about that?
Yeah, I wish
There's nothing funnier to me than the on-the-spot parent making up theology. Why did he do this? Well, he just wanted us to, you know.
I have some good fertilizer there.
I'm used to being from the East Coast.
Yeah, those are tough.
Wait, what were their top three stinks?
Their top three stinks were, this is the, I guess, top six or top five here. Public toilets. Four is rotting food. Three is rotten milk.
Oh.
Then you get vomit,
mm-hmm.
sewage, and body odor. I guess top six.
Body
odor
is number one.
Body odor was number one.
Wow. All right.
I think I'd take body odor over sewage.
Okay.
By the way, you want to know what you're smelling when it rains?
Yeah.
Petrichor. It says that...
Sounds like a big... business that we have to break into tonight to steal the secret back.
It does. It's the smell that derives from an oil exuded by certain plants during dry periods, whereupon it is absorbed by clay-based soil and rocks.
This is not in your own words.
During the rain, the oil is released into the air along with another compound, geosmin.
Hey, good to be with you.
Some metabolic byproduct of some bacteria.
I never knew that.
And it's emitted. And what you're smelling right before the rain? Ozone.
Really?
Huh.
Well, why don't we invent an ozone petrichor candle?
There's no way that's a word.
All right, Gordo.
Right now, 7:16 on the ticket. Let's muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you, Miller Man. Well, we had an interesting day of Donald. He goes down to Mexico, meets with the president down there in the presidential palace. Wouldn't it be cool if we renamed the White House a palace? It's kind of a neat feel to it. In the presidential palace.
I like it being a house better.
Yeah, but we have the most unimaginatively named presidential quarters.
Yeah, we do.
It's that
what color
it's
is
that
it?
White House down there on the end. mean, that's so boring. And we are a melting pot, so why does it have to be the White House? Anyway, so Trump goes down there to Mexico, and he appeared very statesmanlike and presidential. He speaks in measured tones, has a reserved demeanor in and around that visit. Then he gets up to Phoenix to deliver his immigration speech. And then here's the old Donald about, that's going off about immigration. You know, everyone was wondering, is he going to give his immigration plan that's going to be very detailed and it's going to somehow incorporate the more nuanced positions that he seems to have staked out since he fired off his mouth in improv that he was going to build a wall and then has had to stick by that ever since. But then in the Phoenix speech, he stands by the wall comment. He talks about his deportation strike force. And I mean, he was all full of he was all full of his Donald Trumpian tone after going down there. And he was all,
he is a great friend. I look forward to wonderful relations with him.
And the president of Mexico had tweeted that he made it very clear that Mexico was not going to pay for the wall. So he tweeted that in association with the meeting that he had had with Trump. Well, Trump says that he did not discuss the paying of the wall with Mexico. Although the Mexican president says that he made it clear they were not going to pay for it. But Trump,
Trump just didn't hear him.
Trump answered questions that said they didn't even discuss it. And then when someone asked him about it, I guess at Phoenix, in Phoenix, he said to the crowd, Mexico will pay for the wall, believe me, 100%. They don't know it yet, but they will pay for the wall. They are great people and great leaders, but they will pay for the wall.
So they're great, too.
Of course they're great, yes.
Yeah, everything's great.
They're great at paying for things, okay? And they're going to pay for the wall. Blah, 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 blah.
So which is it? And once again, he can do the two different Trumps, and he gets away with it, and that's good. We want him to be two different ways, right? We want him to serve us what we want in his speeches, which is kind of the WWE thing, and then we want him... Because our greatest fear was that he would go over and meet with foreign leaders and be that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's showing that he
right.
can be different with them. And then when he comes back to us, he entertains us.
My guess is that there is about a 0% chance that Mexico will pay for the wall. That is my guess.
Well, how do you think his workaround's going to go?
He's got some sort of trick or something about the money that we... That they give us or we give them. There's going to be some sort of switcheroo with that money or something.
Yeah. Or he said he'll pay for it out of his own pocket, which I think there's about a 0% chance of that happening as well.
Didn't they say it would cost like $100 billion?
Yeah,
he does have he has to have a trick up his sleeve. Certainly he's thought that far and he's figured it out, but he doesn't want to say it because then Mexico will try to get out of it. And, they'll prepare for how he's going to do it. So he's got to keep it in his back pocket. But certainly he has an idea of how he's going to finagle this thing.
Sure.
Well, Mark Cuban, in a series of tweets yesterday, explained why Donald won't release his tax returns. And it's kind of glaze over tired-heady, but it has to do with these S-Corps that go on your personal tax returns. Some deals that Donald has done that he did under... organized in an S-Corp, and so that gets reported on his personal taxes, and he can't have that information out there. So Cuban says that's the reason.
Did you see the most recent Fox News poll? Now, it's Fox News, so they may doctor it a little bit to help Donald.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very tight. Hillary, 41%, Trump, 39%. And what's interesting is that Gary Johnson, the third-party candidate,
generic,
is getting 9%.
Really?
If you take him out of the mix, Hillary's lead jumps to almost 10 points. So he's taking away from her.
Interesting.
Donald's numbers stay about the same if you take Johnson out or put him in the mix. So isn't that fascinating? You know how they always felt like Ross Perot mucked it up for George Bush?
Yeah.
I wonder if Gary Johnson could muck up the works for Hillary.
Sounds like it. See, I support the third party candidate. I hate it when each side gets pissed that they didn't win an election because of a third party candidate.
Yeah. What's unfair about that?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know, but they, you know, Republicans got ticked about Perot, and I guess if Hillary loses, they'll be ticked about this Gary Johnson guy.
Mm-hmm.
As if he doesn't have the right to run, and we don't have the right to vote for him.
Right.
Because we're screwing it up for the Democrats. Well, screw them. By the way, Trump, by the way, introduced in Phoenix by Rudy Giuliani and Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama, who took turns wearing a baseball cap. Apparently, they only had one baseball cap, so they had to...
They've already sold all those other Make America Great caps.
And, well, this didn't say Make America Great.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
This said, Make Mexico Great Again Also. Oh, my goodness, that wording is just so funny. And doesn't it sound like something that Donald scribbled down on a cocktail napkin and said,
yeah, make a make 100 of these.
Just make one. Yeah, we'll share it.
Yeah, just make 100, but only give Rudy and Jeff one, okay? They can share. Okay. And they will pay for it. They will pay for that hat. They have to buy it.
At one point, he talked about Hillary in the speech and said that maybe he should deport her. And everyone went crazy.
Yeah, there you go.
So awesome. So great. Cool. All right, another news. Hold on a second. Oh, that ambush of the Dallas cops. We're finding out some price tags associated with that in addition to the 5 lives that were lost. Local law enforcement worked more than $800,000 in overtime during those days surrounding that. Is it overtime like an official funeral for a cop? I wonder if the cops get paid to go there, or is that just them going to a funeral? I guess if you work the funeral, obviously you get paid, but I don't know. A mother has been arrested for one of the worst things ever, leaving a baby in a car. She goes inside the Super Target on Central Expressway just before noon, and a passerby saw a baby in that parked car, breaks the car's window, gets the baby out. Well, cops arrested the kid's mother, who is a 27-year-old woman named Kimberly Jo Rosario, and she told cops that she forgot the baby was in the car while she was getting an eye exam. So they take the baby to the hospital for treatment. Baby survives. The temperatures in the car, taken about 10 minutes after the baby was removed from the car, was 130 degrees.
Dang.
You know, you guys have always defended the parent that forgets that the kid is in the car.
And yeah, I think it's a little bit more difficult than just straightforward, like no human could possibly forget a child in a car. I do not think that's true.
I mean, obviously they do. Mm-hmm. Obviously it happens. I just don't understand how that happens. I understand you forgetting an inanimate object in your back seat or something, but a human being?
Yeah, human being. And they've done detailed studies on this, and they find that most often it's associated with a break in routine. You know, for example, the dad who has to take the kid to the daycare, mother may have loaded the kid into the car, says, remember, you have to take him to daycare. Dad gets in autopilot when he's late to work and forgets that way, and he normally does not take the kid there. Usually they found that there's always a break in routine that has caused something like this to happen. But yeah, it happens. And I do think that it happens by mistake. I do not think that all those parents planned these murderous events.
Right.
You know, and had researched them out and figured it out and think that they can get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, I 100% believe it happens by mistake.
But it is
crazy. I just can't believe that there are a lot of mistakes that people make that I find unbelievable. And these fall into that category.
The first U.S. commercial flight in 5 decades has landed in Cuba. Wow. JetBlue was the first one to fly there. And they had the water cannons out there saluting the plane and all that. But it's been 55 years now we've had our first commercial, and now the other ones are falling in line too. Nine other U.S. airlines are about to start their own routes to Cuba.
You want to know how bad my fear of flying is? I had another plane crash dream last night. I have two a week.
Good, my prayers are working.
Gosh.
That's the only thing I ask from God, is that you have plane crash nightmares.
Well, he's answering your prayers.
Jeez.
I wish you would stop praying for that.
Why? You don't like God answering prayers?
No, I don't like my dreams that he's giving me.
Ooh, listen to that. God's giving him something, and he doesn't want it. That sounds pretty un-American. It's time for us to make Junior's dreams great again.
Hey, let's all go to Cuba. Let's take road trip Cuba? And broadcast from Cuba. Wouldn't that be great?
Sure.
I'd love to go there, but do you have a political problem with it?
No.
George?
I'm not so sure it's the best idea.
Very strong position.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that it's the best idea.
Well, I just don't. I mean, number one, how safe is it? And number two, I don't know all the
stuff.
I don't know if I want to, support their government
right
now.
Well, I'll call the Cuban killer down there and see if we can arrange it.
Okay.
The Cuban killer as in their engineer? Okay. Dr. Joy Brown has passed away. You know who she is?
Brown!
She was an on-air advice giver.
Yes, she was. Longest-running psychologist on AM/FM radio. And she passed, she got sick, probably, at the age of 71. She was still hosting her three-hour daily program.
Was she on Cumulus?
I don't know. But her brother confirmed her death, did not give a cause of death. And she was still doing her program.
You think she died on the air?
No, I don't think that. Well,
you think
know.
She was killed on the
Maybe
air?
We can see if we can dig get up some audio and
got sick and passed away.
But radio has lost one of its greats.
Yes.
Who was she again?
Joy Brown.
Did you ever listen to her show?
Every day.
You did not.
I did too. I got a lot of good advice from her.
Huh.
Like go to Cuba.
She never said go to Cuba. All right, birthdays today. Lily Tomlin is 77.
I love her.
Do you?
She was great in All of Me.
Mm-hmm. Not entirely straight, is she?
Oh, no. She is hardcore the other way.
I still love that one line that she does in that Wheels Off operator character that she was always doing. What was the operator character's name?
Oh, yeah.
Eunice. I don't know what her name was. But she had this one line that I always thought was funny, even as I was a kid, which was, "And are you the party to whom I'm speaking?"
Barry Ernestine.
Ernestine. There you go. Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees is 70.
Greatness there.
You know, he's only 70. The other three Gibbs didn't make it to 70, I guess.
No. Andy died very young.
Uh-huh. And then Maurice and Chartreuse, they died of like twisted colons or something.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria Estefan is 59.
Whatever happened to her?
What do you mean what happened to her? She's turning 59.
Yeah, but you don't see her perform anymore.
Well, she's too old to perform.
Oh.
Guess who's turning 66 and getting real?
Dr. Phil?
Get real.
Wow.
Another advice giver.
Happy birthday.
When you left that baby in the car, did you get real just then? Or
Charlie Robinson is 52, although he pronounced it Charlie Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Greatness.
Actor Scott Speedman from Felicity is 41. And in sports birthdays, turning 43 today, Zach Thomas.
Wow. Texas Tech Red Raider. Mm-hmm.
Is he still playing for the Cowboys?
No.
No. Oh.
He's retired, Gordon.
Was he a white, undersized middle linebacker?
Yep. That got by on grit and determination.
Yes.
And a lot of athletic ability, too. He was pretty good.
Yeah. He was more of a lunch pail guy, though.
But, yeah, he's got that Sean Lee thing happening where white guys overclap for him. And, even though Sean Lee's great.
All right, thanks. That's Muse, 7:32 on the ticket, and time for Gordo's Corner.
Thank you, Mellow Man. Hey, I should mention that yesterday at this time, do you remember what we were doing? We had a very special guest on.
Tony,
the ticket engineer, graciously granted us an interview. And several P1s, you know, Tony is noted for his obsession with Dancing with the Stars. He's the only American male who claims he's straight that loves that program and has studied it so thoroughly. And I always find this interesting about human beings, how we pick odd things that we are passionate about. I guess we don't pick them. They pick us in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we just take a deep dive on some little bit of esoterica, and next thing you know, you're the big expert on it. And the ticket has a history of this with Reality Steve. Remember him? He was obsessed with The Bachelor, and he became such an expert on it that he made a career out of it.
Yeah, he's nationwide now. People look to him to see what's going to happen in The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
And he breaks stories. He's got inside sources or something. And I think he makes like $1 million a year right now. Now, I don't know if Tony's going to be able to parlay his obsession with Dancing with the Stars, to $1 million a year. But why hasn't Tony started a blog?
I don't know. Why hasn't he?
Does he just not have inside information? He obviously doesn't have some insider on the show, otherwise he wouldn't be going on the air here and begging for tickets.
Right.
Which, thanks to the P1s, several people have registered online for tickets to Dancing with the Stars just for Tony.
Oh, good.
To try to get tickets for him. Tony has offered that he will actually pay for someone's airfare and hotel if they get tickets out to L.A. to see Dancing with the Stars.
That is a guy desperate to see that show.
Yeah, maybe we need an intervention with him.
Weird. It is so strange. And he says he did it because he feared dancing. And so in an effort to confront his fears, he becomes an expert on Dancing with the Stars. So you can help Tony out, too. His email address is dwtsp1@yahoo.com.
Courage.
You get tickets to Dancing with the Stars. Email Tony and help him out, because I'm here to tell you that's all that man has in life. I mean, there is just he basically admits that he doesn't have anything to live for.
Right.
I mean, he's honest about it. I mean, he'll tell you. All right. We've had another notable arrest.
Celebrity arrest?
A ticket celebrity arrest.
Hmm.
Correct. Yes. Now look at this guy.
Rocco?
Tell me if you recognize him.
Golly.
God, that looks like Jovan, your former nemesis.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
That's not Jovan. That is Charles Easter. Charles Easter, who has been arrested 27 times on charges in Miami-Dade County, arrested 27 times, charges ranging from indecent exposure, trespassing, to panhandling and drinking in public. So he has an extensive criminal record. He's been arrested again, and this mugshot I just showed you guys is making the rounds online because he looks so wheels off, scraggly blonde hair. He's got a tattoo across his forehead. He's got smeared makeup. And the tattoo across his forehead is H-O-L-L-A.
It's Holla.
Oh, no.
I didn't recognize him at all.
Yeah.
I mean, his wheels were off whenever that was 4 or 5 years ago.
He was wearing a
really
Dallas Cowboys cheerleader outfit when we interviewed him in Miami.
I'll be okay in the resistance. I'll be okay in the resistance. Dance.
Unbelievable.
That was his version of Poker Face.
I think he's pulling it off there. I think he's doing pretty well.
He had good moves to go along with it, too.
You think
That's
he enunciates
Holla?
Very clearly when he sings? Jerry, I don't know if you can find the full Hala interview that we did with him.
Got a piece that's a bit longer, about a minute and a half.
Well, let's take a listen.
Mama.
It's a pelvic thrust there.
Mama. I want to hold them like they do in Texas Bays. People let them hold me, let me do them with me. Get a vision and then they start. And after he's done, he puts them down his heart. Oh, I let him high and be what we got. Oh, give what it got. Cutie pie, gonna make a real life poker face. She ain't got no one, nobody. Cutie pie, look at a real life poker face. She ain't got no one, nobody. I got poker face, my poker face. My poker face, my poker face.
Thank you.
My poker face, my heart, and that will be.
Sure, thank you.
We're doing that back then. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, uh-huh, sure, yeah. Thank you. Why is it so funny to hear the thank yous? Yeah, we ran into him on South Beach, and the dude was dressed in a Cowboys cheerleader outfit, and he had a pasty white gut hanging over the hot pants. And it was so disgusting, we said, you know, God, we got to interview this dude. So we interviewed him, and there's a picture of George.
If you search Hala, Miami Beach, there's a picture of George and Hala pops up, with Hala putting his leg around George.
I've forgotten all about that.
All right, George, you have audio cable. I think I have the longer.
Sorry.
Hit me in the eye.
That's really
a workplace injury.
Sorry about that.
That's a workplace injury.
Accumulation. Right.
So we did a longer interview with him and got more of his life story here. Let's take a listen at a little bit of. Oh, this says it's 25 minutes long. That's not right. Hold on.
It's pretty awkward right now, George. You need to give him a tip.
Look, I'm.
I am 32.
What's your name?
Hold on.
Oops.
Yeah, he's not bad. Okay.
They see how I can dance. They see my dance moves on the internet. They watch me in music videos.
How old are you?
I am 32.
What's your name?
My name is Charles Easter, but they call me Lady Gaga.
Who calls you that?
The ladies.
Are you successful with the ladies?
I'm very successful.
I noticed you didn't add the phrase with the ladies.
Yeah, I'm definitely successful with all the ladies out here.
Now, you look, you're also wearing lots of blue eyeshadow.
Yes.
And I noticed you have some facial tattoos.
Yes.
Could you describe them for me?
Yes. The Hala tattoo is like,
All the way across your forehead, it says Hala.
Yeah.
It's a misspelling.
Yes, it's H-O-L-L-A. And the reason I got that because girls make me, girls say I make them holla. And someone betted me I wouldn't get it done. They betted me $8,400. I'm going to get it tattooed, hollered across the tattoo on my foot.
What an odd amount. $8,400.
I got 954. That's
up under your left eye.
Yeah. That's represent.
Yeah.
Yeah. County. I'm supposed to get 305, which represents state county.
Well, why do you feel like the counties aren't represented well enough without the tattoos?
I think every county should be represented full.
That is so generic.
Fullest extent. Because every county people love traveling. People love to eat at, you know, different states like Texas, Miami, Indiana.
People like to eat at different states. Louisiana,
that's
Texas.
Good point.
Indiana.
Chicago, New York, Philly,
United
Jersey.
States. I think, yes. But.
As you can see, I got a tramp stamp on my back.
Oh, you do? Yeah, it says what now?
IBetYouWon't.com.
IBetYouWon't.com?
Yes.
What is that? It's a tramp stamp across your... And you have somewhat ample love handles. You're not afraid to be a woman of girth.
Yes, exactly. And I also got a tattoo on my chest.
Don't pull down your top.
I'm not. IBetYouWon't.com. Also, tattoo across my chest.
It says a used collar, but on my back it's black and white. But on my chest, a used collar.
Mm-hmm. And dressed like this, when was the last time you have had sexual intercourse?
I have sexual intercourse every single night with 20 to 30 different ladies a night. I do, and matter of fact, there's different hotels. Exactly. I've had sex at Holiday Inn, Hampton Inn, Colony Hotel, Breakwater, Clevelander, you know, and all that good stuff.
And what about men? Do you go that way? And what religion are you?
I'm a Christian.
Oh. All right, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Hey, you got me a tip?
A tip?
Yep.
Yeah, plant your corn early.
Uh-huh, funny.
What?
A tip. A tip.
Oh, you mean like money?
Yeah, tip. That's
my money guy right there. Here, give Holla something here. Holla. See the...
Your name
is
Holla?
Well, my name is Holla, but my name is real name is Charles Easter. But people call me Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You give him a tip, George.
I really don't have any cash, unfortunately.
Yeah. George disapproves of your lifestyle.
No, I don't. Whatever your lifestyle is, man, that's fine with me. It's all good. It's
pretty awkward right now, George. You need to give him a tip.
Look, what do you want me to do? Give him my credit card?
Would you take credit card?
ATM?
What?
ATM?
I think he said ATM.
Oh. Craig?
Did he steal it from a cowboy cheerleader?
Yes, I'm a cowboy cheerleader, and I have been for years.
Here, let's get our picture together, and I'll give you a tip. I don't know about the arm around each other, but all right, well. You ready?
Did he smell bad?
It smelled like a dumpster.
Waited until he was ready before we did the arm around each other. All right, smile, Holla.
Smiles, and there's all these teeth everywhere.
Thank you, Holla.
Very good.
Hold on.
Way to go, Holla.
Is this going to be on the radio station in Texas?
Yeah.
It will.
How do you spell Holla?
H-O-L-L-A.
There you go.
How about that 10?
That 10's got to get me home.
Oh, I understand that.
Yep.
So when you going back to Texas?
You know, you wouldn't yell if you took the headphones off. All right.
So what radio station you said it was in Texas?
It's a radio station that emphasizes, like we advertise a lot of dental places.
Oh, what's wrong
familiar?
With you?
Yeah.
No okay. Way. All right, thanks.
Maybe you can advertise my website.
What?
Maybe you can advertise my website.
Can you repeat that louder?
Maybe you can advertise my website.
And what website is that?
IBetYouWon't.com.
I think you already said that like 20 times, so yes, I think we advertise it. Is it like an adult site?
No, it's got videos of me dancing in a bikini one year around me. It's got videos of me getting the tattoos. It's got videos of me recruiting.
Videos, tattoos.
You know, hiring people to, you know, work for me. And it's got...
Does that sound exciting? Videos of him hiring people to work for him.
Poor Holla.
And then, of course, he goes on to sing those songs that we heard.
I found his Twitter profile. He hasn't posted since 2011.
Oh, no.
Charles,
I think he's had computer access.
Charles Holla.
How many tweets does he have?
46.
And how many followers?
179.
Okay.
And look at the...
It's not bad.
Look at his profile picture.
That's great.
I'm gonna follow him. Is his tattoo still up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
okay, I didn't really notice it.
I'm going to follow him.
Will you tweet out his handle where I can get it to? What is his handle?
At Charles Holla, H-O-L-L-A.
At Charles Holla.
Charles Holla.
That looks terrible. It looks like he's...
I just followed him.
Taking a couple of hits to the face or something.
Yeah, it looks like he's just taking a turn for the worse, which you wouldn't think was possible.
Right.
After our visit with him. There's a picture of... Gosh, that picture of me and him together. Oh, my Lord. Look at his gut hanging over that cowboy cheerleader outfit. And I'm carrying a merce. You notice that I've got a man purse.
Where's this picture with you two?
It's Fjord Jorgensen tweeted it.
No, I haven't seen that. Retweet that.
Okay, here we go. Retweet. There you go, Junior. It is now retweeted for
still
your
convenience. Still haven't
seen it. Well, check.
Not still haven't seen
yet.
It.
Dude,
not
just
showing.
Check.
Oh, I see it.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You do have a merce.
Well, somebody's saying it's Charles Holla 69.
Is that his new one?
Well, I don't know. This one, he's only tweeted 12 times and he's got 10 followers.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure which one is him. And it's the same, you know, as he's got a profile picture of him. So I think he's got a lot of fake accounts. Because
maybe.
He is a noted person on the streets. They say that he's always dancing in a bikini at intersections. Now, how do you get to that point? To where you say, screw it all. I'm growing my gut and dancing in bikinis at intersections.
Yeah, what is his story?
You do a lot of drugs.
We don't know his backstory, do we?
I don't know that he was on drugs.
Yes.
I mean, listen to him sing the songs. He's on pitch.
I'll be a great and just dance.
Oh,
I'll be okay and just dance, 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 just dance.
Wow. Well, anyway, so our thoughts and prayers are with our good buddy, the Ticket's Own Holla, who was arrested again, charge of disorderly conduct in Fort Lauderdale. God bless you, Holla.
Hang in there.
God bless.
All right, that's the corner.